Welcome to a new episode of the Flossert podcast. I am your host, Andrea Corenda, and today I have the pleasure to be joined by Sonia Cordera, Director, Sector Initiatives at IDH, the Sustainable Trade Initiative. Today I will discuss with Sonia the work IDH is doing to secure living wages, the partnership with Flossert to verify the living wage gaps, and we will also get some insights into future developments for this topic. Sonia, welcome. Thank you for joining me today. I'm very much looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you very much, Andrea, for having me here. It's a real pleasure for me.
Then we can start. Sonia, IDH developed the Salary Matrix, a leading industry tool for putting living wages into practice. Can you explain why did IDH develop this tool? How is this tool helping?
Yes, thanks, Andrea. The Salary Matrix is part of an effort to foster alignment around the concept of living wage. So basically, the tool itself is enabling companies to compare current remuneration, which is paid at the facility level, with the applicable estimates of the cost of living of that specific areas where the facility is located, which are generally called living wage benchmarks. And the ultimate goal that we had in mind when launching in and publishing years ago was really to try to avoid duplication of efforts and therefore, you know, unnecessary inefficiency in the supply chains or ending up with multiple tools that need to be filled in by the producers to fulfill demands from the different buyers in the supply chains.
Mm-hmm. And does the tool serve its purpose?
And looking at it right now, I believe, yes, that is serving, let's say, is really the purposes that we had in mind when we launched it, and is, first of all, really a management tool for producer, because helps them, first of all, really to understand where they are vis-a-vis living wage estimates for the area they operate in. And second, enables dialogue and communication with the different stakeholders that can range from trade unions, for example, can range with directly with the workers or with buyers or other actors, like even certification schemes in terms of verification of the data.
A few years ago, IDH started a partnership with Fairtrade. How did you come to work with Fairtrade?
IDH, and I can say, believes in the role of standards, right, to advance work on sustainability. Mm-hmm. So I believe really that with Fairtrade was the collaboration started since the moment IDH was launched. But specifically on living wage, I believe it's important to say that we signed in 2020 an MOU really to advance the collaboration specifically on the subject. Mm-hmm. And we benefited also a lot from Fairtrade support because they have been among the first members to join the technical advisory group of the Living Wage Roadmap. And they really help us to further develop the salary matrix over time, to further refine it. And not only the salary matrix, but many other guidance documents that have been published in the past 5 years.
Flossert is a partner for IDH in verifying the salary matrix data. How did you choose us? How did you choose Flossert to become one of the partners?
First of all, companies really want, right, valuable and accurate data. So we see that more and more they are moving into making specific commitments around wages, but also taking concrete steps on that. So gathering information and then also internal decisions to start reorganizing certain processes to make sure gaps are reduced over time, for example. So Flossert is actually the one with the higher number of auditors that have been trained on these guidance documents and also that have performed audits on the salary matrix data so far. For the success of this kind of additional work in checking and verifying data regarding the wage, how they are set up. Experience on social accountability is definitely a key. So Flowcert is a strategic partner of IDH.
Sonia, my last question is regarding the future. What are your plans to drive living wage further? Where do you see the next big developments for living wage? And here, it would be interesting to know, in which sectors other than agriculture?
Thanks, Andrea. It's a good, really important question. So if we look at the future, we believe at IDH that living wage is a crucial aspect when it comes to sustainability of supply chain over time. And you mentioned also which sector, right? So we see, apart from agriculture, definitely interest also from aquaculture and companies working there, but also textile, apparel, but in general also manufacturing. So there are clear signs of interest of different companies ranging from, for example, even pharmaceutical sector to electronics.
Thank you very much, Sonia.
Thank you very much. And I really want to thank both Flowcert and Fairtrade for the collaboration we have had so far. And I'm really looking forward to continuing the good work together in this area.